We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Some donkey today's just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlie, man. I was ready for you.
Hey, donkey, baby.
Comic donkey.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlemagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
So I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlemagne is saying is true.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, March 15th, goes to a 26-year-old man named Michael Christine Green. I don't even feel like calling this human a man. Okay, he's a human, all right? Michael is a former Mississippi police officer. The M-I, crooked letter I, humpback I. Let me tell you something about Mississippi. See, a lot of you youngins know Mississippi because of David Banner, Big Crit, and Carlos Miller. But if you're born in 1978 like I am, then you know Mississippi because of the movie Mississippi Burning. Okay, when I was a young lad, that movie felt like a horror film. I don't know how I would feel watching it now because I never revisited it because of how it made me feel as a young lad. If you feel like having your peace disturbed this weekend, watch Mississippi Burning, okay? It stars Gene Hackman, William Defoe. They play two FBI agents who are investigating the disappearance of three civil rights workers in a fictional town called Jessup County, Mississippi. And nobody in that town effed with them, okay? Not the residents, the police, the KKK. They was all on some, don't come down here snooping around these parts asking no questions, okay? That movie was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And it let me know my black ass had no reason in Mississippi ever. Mind you, I'm from South Carolina. And South Carolina damn sure not know Wakanda, but at least it wasn't Mississippi. I don't believe I've ever been to Mississippi to this day.
Really?
I don't think so. Because there's levels to racism. There's levels to white supremacy. And some folks really think we still in the early, early 1900s, from 1900 to 1939, the segregation era. And I can only imagine that when you're a cop in Mississippi, you probably think this is the 1800s and slavery is still a thing. I mean, Mississippi is a place that didn't abolish slavery legally until February 7th, 2013. You heard me right. Slavery was not officially abolished in Mississippi until February 7th, 2013. Mm. I don't got time to argue with you Negroes about any of this. Google is your friend. But 26-year-old Michael Green clearly didn't get the memo. See, Michael pleaded guilty Thursday to forcing a detainee to lick urine off the floor of his jail cell. Let's go to WREG News 3 Memphis for the report, please.
Former Pearl Police Officer Michael Christian Green, formerly known as Michael Christian Bradshaw, pleaded guilty.
That's why we're here today. We want to show transparency.
According to the DOJ's court filing, Green commanded an arrestee to drink urine from the floor of a holding cell. Mm. Green's bond was set at $10,000 today with a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison.
You know, we hold our officers to a higher standard than this. And it's upsetting to having to be exposed to incidents like that. But we're going to do the right thing.
Michael Christian Green just simply needs his ass beat. There's nothing more to it. And when you look at his mugshot, he has one of the most punchable faces ever created. His face was made for punching on, okay? Made for punching on. And that's what needs to happen to a human like this. Listen, y'all. Y'all know I'm all for therapy. I'm all for healing. I love meditation. But we have to stop acting like boxing isn't a great way to improve your mental health and well-being. These are scientific facts, okay? Stress reduction, increased confidence, resilience building. Boxing makes individuals feel better equipped to handle life's challenges. Therefore, there is nothing wrong with boxing somebody in their mouth. Okay, one time for the 843 Low Country all day. I don't understand humans who do this type of cruelty to other humans. Why does your brain even work like that? And then you wonder why police officers have such a bad reputation. And what I also don't understand is this police officer, Michael Green, had only been on the force for 6 months, but he had a history of abusing power at other departments. When you're a police officer, you should never abuse your power simply because you already have all the power. Cops are not civilians. They got badges, guns. They have the upper hand in damn near every situation, okay? Because civilians tend to respect officers more than some officers respect civilians. And Michael Green is proof of that. Can you imagine getting arrested for causing a disturbance at a Sam's Club? Because that's what happened to this person. He got arrested for causing a disturbance at a Sam's Club. And while you in the holding cell, the officer overseeing you makes you lick up urine. And the only reason you peed in the corner of the cell to begin with was because this officer was ignoring your request to pee. You was asking this officer to please use the restroom. The officer violating your civil rights by not letting you, so you pee in the corner. Then he comes in, threatens to beat you with a phone and tells you to lick your pee up. He would have had to beat me. I'm not knocking that brother for the choice he made, but I'm not licking up no pee, okay? Imagine you just finished eating asparagus, and then someone tries to make you lick up asparagus-scented piss, and then the sick-ass cop, Michael Green, recorded it on his phone. For what? And for who? Probably other officers, because if your mind automatically goes to a fear factor challenge in regards to an inmate you watching over, then trust and believe it's a common practice, okay? They probably got a group chat for this type of foolishness. And then when you hear... when you hear the man gagging, that's what the story said. He said Michael Green heard the man gagging. He gonna tell him, don't spit it out? What type of super freaky officer of the so-called law are you? Perverted ass popo? Oh, and if you must know, Michael Green was white and the victim is Latino. Then he was allowed to resign. How was a man like this allowed to resign? He should have been fired. And he should never be allowed to be a police officer ever again. He shouldn't be allowed to be in a position of power anywhere ever again. Okay, it's over. He blew that privilege for life. And he faces up to 1 year in prison and a $10,000 fine. And he was ordered to surrender his Mississippi law enforcement certification.
Wow.
That's not enough. Nope. I believe in situations like this, eye for an eye, or in this case, P for a P. I propose that we make Michael Green consume nothing but coffee, garlic, onions, asparagus, and curry for a whole day, and then make him lick his own pee up. Then we need someone else to drink the same concoction and let said person pee on Michael Green. Yes, drip, drip, drip. Close your eyes. Let me see your face, okay? Your body is a porta potty. Yes, you're going to get this coffee, garlic, onion, asparagus, curry concoction in liquid form. Not only am I going to pee on you, you're going to take a shot or two of your own urine. See, sometimes, just sometimes, we have to give people a taste of their own medicine, or in this case, a taste of their own urine. Please give Michael Christian Green the biggest hee-haw. Now, look at this man.
That was
look
disgusting.
At this man.
Now,
tell me that ain't one of the most punchable faces you've ever seen on a human.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You should see this man.
It's a pissable face, too.
Punchable, pissable face.
Yeah.
He was born to be punched and peed on.
Wow.
Yes.
I can't believe he was allowed to resign.
Yes.
Show the people online. Sydney got the camera. Oh. People online want to see.
Look, TikTok, before y'all get banned. Look. Come on.
Hold up.
Enjoy this type of content before it's over.
Excuse me?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.